Hello, this is Veronica Hicks with Hicksville, uniquely coming to you from London, because I am outside Buckingham Palace, or at least along the Mall, on the day before the coronation. So by the time you hear me, which will be next Tuesday, it will all have happened. But I wanted to see what the atmosphere was like and just to see how busy it was, and it is busy. The Mall is already lined with people with camping chairs, tents, flags draped all the way along the railings, everybody looking at their phones, some women wearing crowns, lots of people wearing red, white and blue, and of course foreign camera teams going up asking them questions like, why are you so mad? What is it that makes you want to be here all night? And of course there's an answer for that. Well, you know, it's our king, isn't it? There's a lady with a champagne glass that's got the Union Jack on it, two ladies with crowns on, already getting into position. And there's a wonderful, someone has prepared a royal tea. Beautiful royal tea here. I'm looking at it now. It's on a few boxes with the Union Jack laid on it. And lots of cakes, lots of little macarons and tea and red, white and blue napkins. So, you know, they're really going to town. Because, you know, this could be their Instagram moment. And everybody's into all of that. One thing I didn't know until yesterday, actually, was that there is underneath the Mall, which measures a half a nautical mile, or just under a kilometre, there's a network of tunnels which connects Buckingham Palace to the Foreign Office and to 10 Downing Street. So during the Second World War, it was used as a conduit to move people to safety as and when was necessary. Which I didn't know. Like in Paris, under Les Invalides, there's a huge police station and fire station underneath what you think is just a lovely promenade where you can take your dog and go for a walk. But no, it has a serious purpose as well. So there's about, I can say, at least that 2,000 policemen in high-vis vests here, just processing around to make sure that everything's fine. Everyone is in very good humour at the moment. And at some point, of course, they will close it up completely so that nobody can actually start coming in at night. So all access will be closed until 6 o'clock in the morning, when members of the public who are not here yet but want to be will be let in so that they can watch. I mean, they will already be sort of four lines back from the front, but it's worth it, they tell me. And Buckingham Palace is looking resplendent this time. For the Queen's Jubilee, they erected a stage, and I have to say it looked pretty awful, pretty tacky, with lots of you know, camera stuff and tents and all of that. But this time, probably because Charles is in charge, he has said, no, I want this to look beautiful, because he has a very strong aesthetic sense. So this is it, really. This is the day before the coronation. Whether you'll be watching or not, this is what they call an exclusive. So I hope everyone is well, and I shall be with you next time back in France.